Hello. Welcome to The Explanation with Sam Kneller. This audio installment is the presentation of the Bible course, Unlock Bible Meaning with Seven Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew. This Bible study course is a must-read. Here's why. Grasp this Bible study course before anything else, because it explains the original language of the first 5 minutes of the Bible story, God's plan for you. Do yourself a favor. Start here. If you're planning to or are already studying the Bible, this Bible study course teaches you more than Bible knowledge. It dispenses a Bible study method you can apply to understand the original language, Biblical Hebrew. It gives you an incisive study method. Seven Keys to Understand Biblical Hebrew reveals the gap between translations and the original language, the space where interpretations rear their ugly head. It's one of the principal reasons behind all the misconceptions and controversy surrounding the Bible. You can reduce, if not avoid, misunderstandings by choosing a proper Bible study method. It's not the only method, but it will plunge you into the original language, keep you afloat, and teach you how to swim, even if you're afraid of water. Seven Keys to Unlock Bible Meaning helps you span the interpretation gap and zoom in on the original meaning of the Biblical Hebrew words without effort. Your structured and methodical digging for Bible truths separates the gems from the dregs. Seven Keys focuses for an enormous part on Genesis. Why? Because it is the first book of the Bible. It's the first 5 minutes of the film. It's the foundation of the Bible story. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Christ is the foundation. And I agree, you're right. Since this is the case, and Christ is the foundation and creator of all things, then we should see him in these first Genesis chapters of the Bible. We should, but we don't. Translations, commentators, theologians, and preachers do not see Christ in Genesis. Many see Old Testament fables. Seven Keys will help you put Christ at the heart and core of Genesis. The original language shows Christ's powerful presence. Seven Keys gives you access to the depth of meaning and comprehension of the opening chapters of God's Word. You will discover that Adam associated with a first man means much more than just a name. How its mistranslation leads to misunderstanding. You'll learn the relationship between Lord God, one concept, if we can respectfully call it that, and why Genesis 1 focuses on God, Elohim, and Genesis 2 on Lord God, Yahweh Elohim. There are not two authors, two time frames, or two conflicting narratives. Lord God and Genesis 1 and 2 are one flowing, fine-tuned foundation that unlock Bible meaning. With Seven Keys to Master Biblical Hebrew will unfold for your comprehension. You'll see why good, in the well-rehearsed phrase, it was good, means so much more than a simple four-letter adjective. Why in the Bible, the day started at evening, and why evening, night, morning, and day follow in that order. These words reveal a more profound spiritual meaning impossible to comprehend in English or any other translated language. In the same way, we shall answer the question, does day follow or precede night? What is the significance of the chronological order of these everyday events? The Hebrew Bible is not just an interminable string of 8,674 Hebrew words. Each word has a story of its own to tell. This is the seventh key to unlock Bible meaning. The untold stories of Biblical Hebrew words. these fascinating narratives, the pieces of the puzzle that assemble together, tell the ultimate story and plan of God. During a 2014 debate, Bill Nye attacked the Bible, referring to the implausibility of believing what he described as Ken Ham's interpretation of a 3,000-year-old book translated into American English. It is over 3,000 years old, which often by itself is amazing. And whatever the language of translation, it loses a lot of understanding. By taking this course, you will dig out the nuggets as you master the keys to the original language, Biblical Hebrew. Whether or not you believe the Bible, ask yourself this question. Does it make sense that immediately after creating Adam, God placed him in the magnificent Garden of Eden, and his first words were, "Dress and keep it"? Such a translation says, "Adam, you're the gardener." Is that why God created Adam? The Biblical Hebrew reveals a much more noble purpose. Just common sense would tell you something is lacking in this narrative, and you're right. Seven keys will give you an eye-opener of what God said to Adam. The translators only reveal a small portion of God's injunction to Adam and Eve. Now, you'll learn the depth of what the Biblical Hebrew intones. Learn what the key to this understanding is and how to apply it in many other passages for much deeper Bible meaning. This is impossible to understand in any translation. That's why you'll delve into the original Biblical Hebrew. It's so accessible, it will surprise you. Be prepared to have your eyes opened and unlock Bible meaning with seven keys to master Biblical Hebrew. You'll be able to take your mastery away and use it for your own Bible study. Why this course is of interest to you. The Bible is the book of books. Translators have rendered parts of the Bible into more than 3,300 languages. No other book is so widespread. There are over 450 translations in English. No other book even comes close. The key one is the 1611 King James Version. In this course, you will learn why there are limits to all translations. The explanation designed this course to help you learn an alternative way to study the Bible in its original language. You'll learn the basics of a reliable and efficient way to study the Bible. Understanding the deeper comprehension of words unlocks the meaning of concepts in the Bible. The explanation has created this course solely for your edification. It is not trying to convince you or get you to join anything. What you do with this information is up to you. What you'll learn. By the end of this course, you'll be able to do personal study using these keys to master Biblical Hebrew. You'll learn how to access and freely use an online Bible, interlinear Bible, displaying the original language with the translation, and a concordance to find verses and words and the meanings of the original language. This course will equip you with a Bible study method that encourages you to unlock Bible meaning. You'll see Biblical Hebrew and word translations in a fresh light. You'll develop a deeper understanding of what the Bible reveals. You'll see the overall plan of God and Jesus Christ in the first chapters of Genesis. Introduction. What this course is all about. Learning the meaning of the Bible via Biblical Hebrew. You will not learn Biblical Hebrew. No grammar, no vocabulary, no syntax, no pronunciation, no oral expression. You can learn that in other courses. You'll pick up some words and facts. You already know some expressions we'll discuss, like Shalom, Baruch, Breshit, and Elohim. Resources. All study tools are freely available online. A Bible for search, interlinear Bible, and a concordance. You do not need any outside tools like lexicons, dictionaries, commentaries. No expense. Even the KJV Bible is online. Through your study, the explanation will show you how to master these Bible study tools. Bio of the author, Sam Kneller. I started learning Hebrew at age 10, and in my late teens spent 2 years in Israel. The Christian ministry was my full-time calling for 25 years, entailing the study of the Old Testament. Biblical Hebrew took on a fresh light when I read Genesis 2:25 and the following verse, chapter 3, verse 1, and saw that the words naked and subtle are identical in the original language. It took me months to figure out what was going on here. And that study opened up an understanding of other parts of the Bible. To be sure I wasn't straying from the original intent and authorship of the Bible, I took a 2-year online Biblical Hebrew course with the Israel Institute of Biblical Studies in Jerusalem. The Bible study method is valid and is the basis for a series of books, The Explanation. This includes the 7 books of the Explanation series, of which the last 4 explain the Biblical Hebrew origins of Genesis chapters 1 through 3. These books are available at Amazon in ebook and paperback format. Search for Sam Kneller, the author. What you need to appreciate this course. The Bible is the bestseller of all time. Whether or not you're religious, believe in God or not, is neither here nor there. The Bible is a cultural masterpiece, must-read literature for cultured people. A cursory knowledge of the Bible is essential. The Explanation designs this course for those who realize you can't go at it cold turkey. You need a little help, at least with the basics. If you want to set off on your Bible adventure, you need the right equipment. That realization is important for your success. You might have little or no knowledge of the Bible. That's fine. You might consider the Bible to be a bunch of fables of no particular interest other than tales to tell kids. Frankly, that's fine too. You might even believe that the Bible is full of lies and is a negative book. Well, you're entitled to your viewpoint. Are there any requirements or prerequisites for this course? A little knowledge of the Bible could be handy, but even if you haven't read the Bible, you've heard enough for this course to be fully accessible. Just come with an open mind, ready to hear what might be unfamiliar concepts. Unlock Bible Meaning through Biblical Hebrew is for seekers searching for what the original language means. Those wondering why the Bible has given rise to so many translations. Those wondering whether the Bible stories are literal or figurative. Those people who Bible thumpers have irritated or turned sour. Those who just want to see what the Bible says, even from a purely cultural point of view. Those who are looking for a new perspective on how to study the Bible. Those who don't have any knowledge of Hebrew, and those who have a certain comprehension. Scholars who are looking for a well-grounded point of view. This course is not for those who only want to learn the Hebrew alphabet, vocabulary, grammar, syntax, conversation, or pronunciation and other technical aspects of the language, like conjugation of Hebrew verbs. Those who only want to learn Biblical Hebrew and not Bible meaning. Here are a few reviews of the Bible course Adam and Eve Were Naked, another course by The Explanation. Learn the deeper meaning of this word, naked. I learned a lot about using a concordance in this course. The instructor was interesting to listen to and obviously knew his topic. Teresa K. It was very easy to follow, very informative, and very methodical. Gloria S. It is something I have been searching for, a way to get past the translations and get to the deeper meaning of God's Word. Shelley. I have long suspected that the Adam and Eve story had a much deeper meaning. This course shows that what I suspected was true. An interesting way to look at the story. I am glad I took the course. Joseph W. The instructor was very precise in his delivery and how to check the meaning. It was really helpful to learn the power of the Hebrew behind the words. Phyllis C. It's a shame. After many Bible translations, some people still have a blurred understanding of what Sam Kneller so elegantly clarifies in this course. See it for yourself. This is a must-take course for everyone, no matter what their beliefs or non-beliefs are. Hey, if you can't really comprehend the climax of the first story, forget PhDs. Thanks. Jesse C. He explains in very slow and concise manner, allowing a student to keep up with the lesson. Joanne J. A good lesson on words' meaning and how to study them. It is not always what we think or what we have been taught. We need to understand what the authors meant when they wrote this, knowing that the entire was inspired by God for teaching us, correcting us, etc. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17. Marcel R. I think it is well organized and very informative. I thought the instructor could be a little more enthusiastic, but I think that might just be because everyone who teaches now acts like they have just won the lottery. Overall, I think it was great. Myrna P. For someone so old, willing to take the time to share his knowledge with the world, he deserves 5 stars. If the video you find it too long, doesn't matter. Pay attention to the materials he has to share. In fact, the aim of this course is for him to enable you to self-learn independently. Sheng J. Found this course to give a clear and useful example of using the website and tools mentioned. Need to be open-minded and willing to explore the Bible rather than dogmatic to get the most from this course. Thanks, Sam, for introducing me to these tools. I look forward to further exploration. Robin S. All of this said, one point remains. The Bible is the bestseller of all time, and one way or the other, it is a piece of literature. If not for any other reason but general knowledge, it behooves you to have even a cursory knowledge of its contents. Join me for this free eye-opening audio Bible course, or at theexplanation.com for the text and video version. All the Bible study tools for this course are freely available online, also at theexplanation.com. Let's keep seeking and unlock Bible meaning with the 7 keys to master biblical Hebrew to reveal the explanation.